This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day was, what's a reboot that should have never happened in honor of Chris Paul returning to the Clippers? And I just had a rush of memory when somebody said Steve Francis' second stint with the Rockets, and I was like, oh, that's right. That's a thing that happened.
I blocked that out.
At age 30, yeah. I did not remember that that had happened.
Yeah.
And he played all of 10 games, and it wasn't pretty.
Didn't Cat come back too, Coutinho? I don't remember exactly. It seemed like they both came back. Not together, but at various points. Either way, I blocked them out.
Yeah, I completely blocked that out. Yeah. Some other ones that were mentioned. Or one of the things I was thinking of was like Desmond King, the number, not even necessarily for his own fault. Just like they kept bringing him back, the Texans did, and never really using him in the way that you would anticipate that he'd be used.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the ones. And then also Tim Tebow playing baseball. I forgot that that happened. Just they kept giving us Tim Tebow, man. They were like, the people want Tim Tebow. And did we?
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go around the NFL now where we talk about, well, do the people want any of this? Jerry B. talking is one of those things that happens.
Man, this is crazy.
This time of year, especially when Jerry Jones has the opportunity to have himself, his son, and his head coach talk for like an hour starting training camp. There's a number of things that come out of it, and I think Jerry Jones intentionally wants us to be able to talk about it because he be saying some nonsense.
You say that, and you're not alone. Like, he just wants, you know, just – he is that guy that just wants their name out there, wants to be making headlines, spell the name right. I always say it, et cetera. But, boy, some of this stuff, it didn't even take him an hour for shrapnel to be flying everywhere around the Cowboys.
That's the way that he enjoys it.
Everywhere.
I don't understand why this is a continued practice for him. All of it, right? One of the continued practices. Tell me if you've heard this before with the Cowboys. They're heading into training camp with a contract question on the table. This time it's Michael Parsons. It's gotten hot and heavy. This is Jerry Jones explaining why he is cautious when it comes to contracts.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car, seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
Yes.
He just went full blast.
What are you talking about?
Kyle Shanahan.
You can get hit by a car.
I don't even know if you'd be alive tomorrow.
You could fall off a bridge.
Why would you sign any contract if that's the way you think about it?
This is a GM
that's been the GM of a team for literal decades.
Yeah.
You could get in a plane crash.
Of course you could.
I mean, honestly, he could get a rare disease.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen. Why would we give him a contract? Because you need to.
A piano could fall on you.
That's the best one. He could be walking down the street, boom, piano falls on him. Dead.
People get hit by buses all the time, you know? You never know. That is insane.
I mean, you're 100% right. He does this, but it's just bizarre and wrong and impossible to figure out.
And what's funny is you hear him say that and you go, all right, who is he talking about, right? Is he just talking about some dude on the team? This is the best, probably the best player on your football team
yeah.
that generally around the league, teams go, yes, that guy is going to get signed. We don't even have to think about it. And you out here talking about, well, what if he dies? What are we talking about?
It's so bad to the point. I'm like, do he just joke around with these players afterward? Do people feel like he's joking?
Well, no. J.J. Watt had something to say about this.
He did, because as Jerry Jones is copping all the pleas as to why you shouldn't sign him, without really giving any of the more reasonable answers that a organization might have, as a hold up to getting a deal
we're
done.
We're working on signing Micah.
Right.
We're hoping to have Micah back.
Don't it make you appreciate Nick Caserio and Cal and all?
Well, how about just, 31 other GMs?
Just keep us out the dark.
I wouldn't say 31.
Well, lots.
We're about to talk about another one of
this
those.
True.
Who is
this is true.
Moronic.
30, 29, something
here's
like
Jerry Jones talking about, you know, not paying a guy in another aspect.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
So took a shot at Micah. By the way, it was five games, not six, I believe, is what I saw.
But it felt like six.
It felt like six. And oh, by the way, a little drive-by at Dak. Why not? Why not?
Of all the people.
You know what? I kind of understand where he's coming from now.
Get out of here.
He said, I paid him all his money, and now he's out all of these games. So now I got to do it again?
Yeah. Let me ask you all this. Has Jerry Jones ever signed a contract for an NFL player? Ever?
Many times, in fact.
Of course.
It happens all the time.
That's how it works. That's how it happens.
But not just that, right? Hey, this is a dude that they have at every given point. They have talked about, and you talk about Dak Prescott, they have supported him. Where some people have said, especially in that fan base, hey, maybe move on from that cat, right? You could have done all of that. And, of course, the advocate for all, the man who is all good, J.J. Watt, gets on social media and rightfully just bashes Jerry Jones, saying, quote, anytime you could publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously, right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you, close quote. And he's right. Like, the sentiment that he's expressing there, why are you digging at this dude like he got hurt riding a motorcycle up a mountain somewhere? He was playing football for your team.
Gave him all this money, didn't show up. Didn't show up for work. And oh, by the way, Micah reposted that.
Yes.
Micah reposted
he appreciated
to answer
the
your
Watt.
Question yeah. about if he's just kidding around and jokes around. No, Micah said, I'm out.
Didn't we just talk about Micah and how he's, I guess he's going to report to camp anyway?
He is.
Yeah.
I would have been, after hearing that, like, you know what? Never mind. I changed my mind. I'll work out with my trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why, look.
I ain't got time for this.
There is an argument to be made that, you know, the Texans' MO on these things when it comes to the contract, maybe not even like dealing with negotiations, like not allowing the final, I think, what do they call it, 4%, a difference of 4% to kind of like, you know, derail them. They're willing to just kind of quote unquote overpay, I guess. In that space, there's reasons to argue about that. You know, maybe you're not making the best deal. Maybe you're giving yourself, not allowing you to kind of compete as much as you might want to around the margins. But I think that you've got to acknowledge how much better it is to not have moments like these that could rightfully sour not just your current team, but potential free agents in the future. Mm-hmm. They don't operate in free agency. And sometimes I wonder if it's because they be talking like this.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Trevon Diggs is just sitting there minding his own business. And Jerry also took a little shot at him. Said, yeah, should we have signed him early?
Like, do you like your team? Do you like this?
Just sitting there. Should we have signed him, too? I don't know. I'm just saying.
From the 832, Jerry saying, I may not want her, but nobody else can have her. And everybody likes that guy, right? Like, what?
Yeah.
Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
And you go from one owner, general manager, being, I think, what you could term as a buffoon. Here's Mike Brown. The owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, as he is dealing with a situation. This is the Shamar Stewart side of it, of obviously the first-round pick from Texas A&M that has been working out at Texas A&M, who is just not going to show up because of the language that Mike Brown wants to put into this deal that is apart from what first-round picks have been having.
Yeah.
It's an additional amount of language that would allow them to get out from under the guarantees that first-round picks rightfully have. This is his explanation on that.
If we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. Oddly, something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are. And he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway soon. It doesn't help him or us to have this strung out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're so close, Mike. You're so close. You're almost there. He's almost connected it. He's like, why are we even arguing about this? Just give me what I want. How about you just drop it?
He gave the answer in his explanation. I asked myself, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Yes. Answer the question. Answer your own question. Why are we doing this?
You don't want to pay nobody if they in jail.
And the craziest thing is, why did all of a sudden he picked Shamar Stewart? Out of the clear blue.
My thing is, don't draft nobody then. Yeah.
Thank you.
Trade your picks.
Yes.
And also, like, it'd be one thing if we're trying to find this negotiation with the dude who has these level of problems. Shamar Stewart, that guy?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I understand somebody had, like, a real past.
I've been very honest about Shamar Stewart, but that has nothing to do with it. And, you know, there is none of that. And, out of the clear blue.
Is this Josh Gordon?
No, out of the clear blue, he goes, I'm going to pick this guy to make an example of. And, oh, by the way, as you pointed out yesterday, it's in the standard NFL contracts. The conduct policy is there. He just wants to take it to another level, I guess, which no agent worth their salt is ever going to sign that contract.
Yeah. I wonder what that level is. Is he like saying you don't get any money if something happened?
No, they just the guaranteed, the portions of the guaranteed.
So all that guarantee is gone?
Is gone, yeah.
Which, again, it's just, at this point, no self-respecting part of a labor union is going to give that back. So Shamar Stewart is not going to sign this.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's decided to make this particular
push. Why did you even draft them then?
But of all the players you could have tried this with, all of a sudden you decide, you know what? I'm going to pick Shamar Stewart.
It's a weird level of self-sabotage here. Because not only is he doing it on this front, they're still not paying a pass rusher who has been very good for them. Who has been kind of top of the league. Like, maybe you would make the argument that, you know, obviously when you start talking about age and what are you trying to accomplish. But this is a team that has the offense to accomplish. You just need some defense to go in tandem with the guys that you paid on offense.
And if he end up in jail? Maybe that's why you don't want to pay him.
What if he ends up playing football? Because it doesn't seem like he's about to do that either.
Trey Hendrickson ended up in Florida. He posted on his Instagram either last night or this morning.
It was a nice little view, too.
A picture in Florida, like, I'm out.
And he made it clear he will not play until he gets his money. So Mike Brown has, it doesn't sound like it, at least if I listen to that clip, That does not sound like a dude who is ready to acquiesce, and that's probably not good for the Bengals, which I guess you can in a roundabout way look at the Texans and go, all right, if they're not going to be serious as one of the teams to contend in the AFC, I'll take that. Appreciate you. Thank you, Mike Brown, from the 504. Bro, he drafted Joe Mixon. Mixon had legal troubles at the time, and now he's doing this with Stewart. Stewart never had any legal troubles. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just out of the blue, like, hey, I'm going to do this.
This is the ownership. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Some Texans news. Texans signed veteran slot cornerback Arthur Maulet to a one-year deal. He was previously playing with the Ravens, really very much slot lined up in the slot. It seems like you have a decent amount of appreciation for this. Obviously, he's going to be somewhat camp.
Me personally, yes.
Somewhat camp body, but I think that he has an opportunity to maybe grab a hold to a spot.
In 2023, he was not good. He was very good. In 2023.
Yeah, when I was looking at passer rating against in both of those in the last couple years, 50s and the 60s, like people did not throw. Now, of course, how much sample size are you looking at there? But he was not a bad cornerback.
I think he was very good for the Ravens. Now, obviously, a very good team. But to me, this is one of the sort of the low-key, you know, questions that I've had about this defense. What about the slot? What about the slot? I've said it multiple times. There's your slot. There's your other guy that's going to play the slot with Jalen Petrie and back him up and be, as you've pointed out, you know, if you have to go to depth and these guys get injured, you know, what level of player are you going to get? Healthy, you're going to get a good level of play with him.
From the 409, what if he's the one holding the piano that falls on Parsons? Got to open your third eye. Think about these things. And then also, Trent Brown has been cleared for football activities. You think that we're not going to see him prominently early?
I would doubt we see him take any reps the first maybe 2 weeks of training camp. Maybe not until they go to West Virginia, which, by the way, they're probably hoping they're in West Virginia right now based on the weather forecast.
Right.
But they're not. Simply because, I think he's getting the Laramie Tunsil treatment. You know, veteran, big dude. Use his knowledge more than anything. But it is important that he's been cleared for football activities. He'll be on the field. He'll be doing some workouts. He'll be talking with the guys. He'll be telling them this is the way we did it in New England or whatever. This is how Popovich likes to do things. So it is important. I just wouldn't expect to see him on the field.
Okay.
And taking reps, I mean.
Yeah, excited to see what some of those look like. Some more things. Philip Rivers posted a video at 5 p.m. sharp yesterday, at least Central Time.
2022.
That he's retiring as a Los Angeles Charger. And my immediate response was, that didn't happen already?
Yeah, I thought it happened.
He hasn't played for 4 years.
I thought it was 2022. Did he record it then and then just post it?
My bad, this has been in the drafts. I forgot to hit send.
I forgot to post this.
I was amazed. I loved Philip Rivers as a player, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel so bad for him. I don't even know how much I should feel bad for him because he plays into this to some degree. But it felt like at any given point, no matter what had happened through the first 3.5 quarters of a game, you would end up in what I like to call the Philip Rivers situation, which is down a score, 45 seconds, no touchdowns, got to go the length of the field to win.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that so much because I always knew the end of the game was going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to suck, though. It's got to feel like Groundhog's Day that no matter how good you play, you're going to end up in a situation where you are down to score, 45 seconds to go, to try and drive the field with no touchdown, to no timeouts. It happened time and time again.
Yep. Yes,
and
it did.
He's one of those guys that I think will be lost to history how good he was because he just wasn't a quote-unquote winner.
I got to ask you, Hall of Famer?
No.
No, I don't think so.
And I love me some Philip Rivers.
I do too.
No. Like that, it's probably blasphemous to say. During that time period, you talk about like 07, 08, where, you know, Texans were not necessary. I was over there rocking with them Chargers. Those Chargers teams were fun.
They're fun to watch.
Antonio Gates, Quentin Jammer, Antonio Cromartie. I think you had a lot of guys on that team that was really fun. Obviously, LaDainian Tomlinson, and of course, Philip Rivers, salute to him. And your top 100 player of the day, Lopez.
What number are we at?
Number 68.
All right.
Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love.
What does it mean?
CJ's above him.
You sure?
That's a good question. I would have to hope so. You think CJ's not a top 100 player?
He didn't make top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it would surprise me.
This list sucks.
Yeah. It would surprise me if he didn't make this list.
Get used to it. I feel like you need to get past that because I'm going to hit you with this for the next, I don't even know how long, every day. You're top 100 player of the day.
67 days.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. There's many people on the text line, like Mike, pointing out the various ways in which Mike Brown has already taken on, you know, challenges or, you know, players that have some level of difficulty. Guys, we can't take him at face value. This is him trying to change a well-held precedent just on a whim. Like, so all the excuses that he's giving, they're not reasonable excuses. They're nonsense. And he's just trying to change something from an owner perspective that he has no business to pull. He's just trying. And he's not going to win it, but more power to him, I guess. More power to the Texans for seeing an AFC foe decide to tank themselves for no good reason. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, training camp starts in earnest tomorrow. Guys are reporting as we speak, getting physicals done, and then they'll have meetings. They'll get on the practice field tomorrow. And so one thing I want to do for training camp, I want us to figure out who are our pet cats. Who are the guys that we are looking at for training camp? So let's do a little bit of a pet cat draft. I'll tell you what I mean next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.